Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Ooh, it's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It's Thursday, our last 15-Minute Morning Show podcast of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So let's make it real, people.
All right.
There's Froggy and there's Scotty B, who broke a tooth today. We'll have to get to that story.
Yeah.
There's Skiri, and there's Gandhi, and Danielle, and there's Straight Nate, and there's Garrett, and of course there's Brody in the den with his dog, Drew. Hello.
Hello.
So, Scotty, we'll start with you, our lead story of the day.
Oh, yes. Breaking news now.
Breaking tooth now. What did you do? What happened?
I was chewing gum, and all of a sudden I felt a little bit sensitive on the left side of my mouth, and then in the gum was a hard chunk. And I was like, what the hell? And this, I don't know if you can see it in between my fingers. But this piece of tooth fell out.
Oh, okay, that is bigger than it looks in the picture you sent us.
Yeah, and now there's a jagged chunk cutting into my cheek. Yeah.
Okay, but wait, what hard chunk is in gum? Let's go back to that.
No, it's my tooth.
His tooth.
So the gum knocked your tooth out?
That came out of it.
So obviously that tooth was about to go anyway.
Right.
And the juicy tooth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure my dentist told me to stop chewing gum about a year or two ago, but I chew multiple pieces of gum every day.
Scotty. Oh.
Well, there you go.
Scotty has the fifth dentist who said it was fine.
Yes, exactly.
One out of five.
My favorite was I said, hey, Scotty, so did you call the dentist? I don't know how to do that. I left it up to my wife. I'm like, you don't know how to pick up the phone and call the dentist and make an appointment? He's like, nope.
I'm not even sure what her name is.
What?
Your wife?
Your wife's name is Amy. Yeah, no, we call her Dr. Jen, but I'm not sure what her last name is.
Why do you call your wife Dr. Jen?
No.
Yeah. Weird.
Scotty, are you an adult?
Awkward.
Nope.
Yes, Brody.
Well, speaking of going to the dentist, how many months has it been since this cracked wisdom tooth in my head has been giving me trouble?
Oh, forget.
Yeah, it's been months.
I still haven't addressed this thing.
I'm nervous.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mine turned into an emergency. I'd ignored mine for so long, and I wound up having emergency surgery. So the pain was so unbearable, you do not want that.
Like, are they going to put a new tooth in my mouth, or can they fix this?
No, they'll probably
fix it.
Cap or crown that one.
Yeah.
Is it going to hurt?
No. Yes. They'll numb you up. They'll shoot you up.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be fine.
I need to be put out. I need to be sleeping. I can't deal with any of this.
Laughing gas. Laughing gas.
A little Novocaine and you're good. Local anesthetic. That's it.
I'm sweating.
Scotty, I saw a guy went in to have his left molar removed, and by mistake, they removed his arm.
As it's my right arm, I don't care. I need the left one.
Okay, Scotty, really?
You're going to be fine.
All right. Okay, so let's play a little game. There's, 9 of us here today. Mm-hmm. Let's play Who on Your Show.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
No, boy.
Okay. Hey. All right, and let's discuss. Here we go. Who on our show would be the creepy adult at a high school party?
Scary.
I was gonna Scotty B.
No, I'm a close second. I'm a close second.
No, they go to
Yeah, Scotty would be second.
Yeah.
But Scotty would be at the school party because he's chaperoning his daughters. You'd be there because you don't have daughters, so it's kind of
crazy. Scotty's daughters were gonna be there.
It's kind of like how I felt when I went to the roller rink by myself about 2 years ago.
How did I get tagged as the pedo?
Pedo?
We didn't say you're a pedo. We just said you're most likely. All right. Who on our show would most likely stalk their ex?
Scotty.
I watch them all on Facebook, but I'm not going to stalk them.
Right? I'll be honest. I think it's Gandhi.
I agree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't really stalk any of them. They're not that entertaining.
No, you know what?
They all hate me anyway.
To be fair, there have been times on the show you would say, hey, I was looking up an ex the other day online, and they were blah, blah, blah.
You do
say that.
No, I can't look them up. I'm blocked by all of them, but I do have friends who send me stuff.
We have a former coworker who used to drive by all his ex's houses all the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Oh.
Yeah, Greg. Greg T.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just
said
his
name. He
talked
about
it on air.
All right. He mentioned it on air.
All right. Who on our show would most likely pay for Instagram followers?
Scary.
I don't know. Maybe Garrett. I can see Garrett doing it, too.
Yep.
Garrett, would you do that?
You know, if times call for it, why not? You know, survival of the fittest. I mean, why not?
Really? I don't think anyone here would do that.
Nah, Garrett will put on a gym video.
I would never do that.
Let me ask you guys a question. Back in the early days of going online through social media, where you could start to buy followers, who did? Because I know one of you did.
Oh, who did?
Who did?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I'm too cheap.
Right. I did not. I want to know who did. Who did it?
Who was it?
I'm going to sit on that for a while. who on our show? Who on our show would eat someone else's food from the employee refrigerator?
Scary.
Why?
Scary one.
Only if it's there for like 3 or 4
days.
But
because you've done it before. You freaking go under my desk and steal more food than anyone I know.
Or you
one thing I know I can't
food
do.
Away like it's yours.
If it's perishable and going to go in the garbage, it's going to go in my mouth first.
Well, okay. We can eliminate. Garrett won't do it because he can't eat. You know, he's a diabetic and he has celiac.
And gluten.
So.
Yeah.
And,
gluten.
And Brody wouldn't do it because most food leftovers have green things in them.
Right.
Right.
No vegetables.
So Froggy's not in the room, so I mean.
And I get grossed out.
I would think maybe Nate would venture into the refrigerator.
It depends on whose it was, okay? Because Scotty B now has influenced me that people, do things to their food. So I'm concerned that if I eat something, the food has been adulterated,
Nobody crams their dick in their food and then eats it.
That's what Scotty thinks everybody does. Everyone puts their dick in the potatoes. That's what he said.
They don't.
Do you truly think people are sticking their dick in people's food?
I do think it's a strong possibility.
Okay, that means Scotty does.
Disgusting,
man. I know.
Explain to me explain the scenario. Like,
disgruntled.
Take me there.
I mean, disgruntled people do it. Like, definitely in restaurants, people have put their dicks in things and they go, ha ha ha, watch this. And they all gather around and watch the guy eat it and they laugh.
Have you ever worked at a restaurant?
No.
It's very difficult to do that. I worked at a restaurant. There was no chance for someone to stick their dick. Yes, I couldn't stick my wiener in any potato.
I worked at a bagel place, and they had holes. I baked bagels.
So what did you do to the hole?
I'm not
you
saying.
You're fucking the bagel.
Scary. Oh, God, I'm scary.
Come on, man. I mean, damn it, Scotty.
I love how he says he's not going to say, and it's obvious what he was doing with it. It's a bagel.
You put a bagel around your penis?
That place is closed.
I buttered your bagel.
I bet it is.
I wonder why.
That's all right, here we go.
But the bagel was open.
Glazed bagel.
Who on our show would be most likely to annoy a waiter or waitress at a restaurant?
Brody. Brody, hands down. Brody. Sometimes I think he plans it.
Let's see. I'm still waiting for a Froggy one to show up because Froggy is even keeled. All right. Who on our show would be most likely to throw up in public?
Danielle. I've done it several times. Thank
you.
Threw
up at Anna Nicole's gravesite in the Bahamas. Let's start with that. Oh,
that was because I had a migraine. It was a terrible migraine. But I threw up at the bus stop in England, a whole bottle of wine right there.
Oh, my God.
That was bad.
Don't you remember? Did you talk about what happened in the Bahamas? Did I miss that?
Yeah, that was Anna Nicole Smith's. Yeah, and it's so funny.
You vomited on her grave.
Right, because we were going there. I had a horrible migraine. I was in the car with Froggy and Carolina, who used to work with me. Carolina had a bag of candy, and she's like, just throw up in my bag of candy. She gives me her bag of candy. We never made it to the grave because I was so sick.
The bag of candy wasn't big enough.
I thought you threw up on the grave.
Oh, no. Oh, thank God.
All right. Who on our show is most likely to get arrested for public intoxication?
Oh.
Elvis.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis. No. Definitely Elvis.
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. You might get detained. You wouldn't be arrested.
I don't think so.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm Scary Jones.
Elvis would never pull the do you know who I am.
He doesn't do that.
No, he would say you better know who I am.
Ever. I have never played that card.
No, because they just know who he is, period. Hey.
No, they don't.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know Elvis would never do it, but nothing would be funnier than a drunk Elvis going, do you know who I am?
Oh, my God. Hello, lady.
He wouldn't do it, but I would love to watch it.
I would never do that. Who on our show would get caught with dirty movies on their computer?
Scotty. He probably has them there right now on DVD and VHS.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, he's got caught.
Donut girls.
By the way, Scotty B's not watching us. He's watching dirty movies. He's looking at
Chatterbait. He doesn't watch the movies. He's just on Chatterbait.
Are you on Chatterbait? All right. Scotty, when's the last time you went to Chatterbait?
Yesterday.
On the way to work.
He refuses to pay for it. I just want you to know.
Why would you pay? Who pays? Let someone
else pay. I mean, don't you pay for it? Who pays? Well, how do they make money?
People tip them, but let other people tip. I just watch.
Oh my God.
I love that Scotty does all this stuff and then wonders how his identity was sold on the dark web.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why, Scotty.
Exactly.
That's trouble.
Even the donuts were free that he banged.
Who on our show would show their tits for Mardi Gras beads? I would.
Elvis Duran.
I might.
No, I would not. I would not.
I think Gandhi's got that side of her that she never showed us.
I might do it.
You do it for Mardi Gras beads? All right.
Potentially.
Who on our show has video gone viral for all the wrong reasons? Oh. Who Scotty has Bates? Had their video gone viral for all the wrong reasons?
Did yours go viral, Elvis?
My what?
Weren't you in New Orleans doing something?
There was no video of that.
You're showing your tits for Mardi Gras beads?
There's no video of that.
Elvis, didn't you do it like a fashion show and was it Bill Nye that like tripped and you were walking behind him or something and it was on TMZ?
Could have been, but it wasn't.
Yeah, he was just dancing, Bill Nye.
But it wasn't really my video. That was Bill Nye's video where he tripped. And when I did nasty things on the streets of New Orleans, there was no internet back then, so there's no viral. So I'm trying to
figure.
The only viral back then were porn stores. What?
Thought there was a video of that. Anyway,
no.
There was, but there was no internet. We're talking videos that have gone viral. How can you go viral without social media?
Right. Okay.
Answer the question, Nate.
There was a trophy to document the success. However, there was no viral video.
That was back in high school. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So, do you have any other questions? Like, who most likely would on this show? Anyone?
No. Who's most likely to murder someone? It's not going to be me. Don't
yes, it
that.
Is.
Well, you asked the question.
Why would you even ask that question?
You're trying to throw us off.
Not counting you, are you saying?
Not counting me. Yeah, the rest of the rest of you, who would be the most likely to murder someone?
If you asked nicely, I would do it.
Oh.
like if it was so important to you, like yes, I would do it for you.
Okay, here's a twist.
Don't say that.
Let's say
don't even pretend.
Let's say you just, I don't know, somehow murdered someone. And you needed to clean up the evidence. Who in this room would you call to help you get rid of the body?
You would call Scary?
Yeah, because he doesn't remember anything and nothing matters to him.
And he doesn't have a conscience.
Right.
Really?
I would call Froggy.
I'd call Froggy.
I would call Froggy, Scary, or Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would help you for sure.
Oh, thanks. I would definitely help.
I would call Danielle. Almost,
no, don't call me. I'm turning your fucking ass in right away.
I would call almost all of you. Almost. So the question is, who would you not call?
Me.
Danielle.
Don't call me.
Danielle.
I wouldn't call Scotty either because he'd puke everywhere. Oh, yeah. He'd leave DNA evidence. It would be terrible. Yeah.
Might be good if Scotty goes because then the DNA evidence leads back to Scotty.
I was going
to
say, by the end of Scotty being there, he's the murderer because he's thrown up all over everybody.
I think Elvis wouldn't say anything, but you'd be like, I'm not doing that.
No, I would call someone in. I would pay to have someone show up.
There are companies that do that, that come up and clean everything.
Yes, we know them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
Who on the show do you think would be most likely to ditch us for another show?
Me.
Damn you.
I think Brody would.
Oh, please.
Didn't Brody
I'll be 23 years. Where am I going? Gandhi would be the most likely to leave. She's left a bunch of shows.
Rude. Ooh. I just got here. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I don't want you to leave, but at least you're comfortable with change. I hate change.
I think there's a chance Froggy would go to another show or start his own.
If it's a country music, they offer him a country music or a sports show, he's gone.
Golf.
I'll tell you why Gandhi wouldn't go is because she's been to other shows like me and she knows how great it is here.
As do
exactly.
I.
So I'm like,
fair enough.
I worked for two giant dead body. Assholes. I know exactly how bad it can be, and trust me, this is fucking paradise.
Yes, it is. You know how they say the grass is always greener? It is. It's very green over here.
Yeah, I worked where there was no grass. Leave. It was rocks and bombs. This was no grass. Yeah.
Desert.
That's why Gandhi came to our show. We've got lots of grass.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, how are we doing on time there, Frog?
We are 30 seconds away from being done, Mr. Durant.
Oh,
I got a quick one.
I got a quick one. Brody. Yes, Brody.
Who is, besides Danielle, who's the most likely to shoplift?
Because
Danielle,
stolen.
You're a crook. Yeah.
That's a long time.
I'd still say Danielle again.
But I would shoplift on accident. It's not on purpose shoplifting. It's accidental. Shoplifting.
I would do it if you asked nicely.
What is it with you asking nicely? Stop it.
I would say maybe Brody, but he would announce it so it wasn't like a shoplift. Like when he was like, I'm taking this soda. We good?
No.
And then walked out with it.
Oh, you
have done that.
Yeah.
That wasn't shoplifting.
Yes, it was. That's shoplifting, I think.
Shameful shoplifting. All right, well, we got to get out of here. Have a great weekend, and I guess we're back Monday with another 15-minute morning show podcast.
Bye.
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 The 15-minute morning show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them.
Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.